This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Health Policy Coalition wants the state's members of Congress to say no to all cuts to Medicaid, especially now as Republicans prepare the federal budget. Some Republicans have said the program is too large and inefficient, but the coalition says Medicaid cuts will hurt the state's economy and trigger job losses. They also warn it will close hospitals and clinics. Mesa County has not recorded a measles case this year. The county is offering vaccines this Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon at Mesa County Public Health in Grand Junction. The department's Sarah Gray says most insurance companies will cover the cost.
But I do want to make sure to point out that we provide low and no cost options. So we do not want cost to be a barrier. We will work with anyone on cost.
Colorado has seen three cases of measles so far this year. Nationwide, there have been more than 800 cases with three deaths. A new exhibit at the Rocky Mountain Quilt Museum in Golden. CPR's Elaine Tassie checked out the Colorado Japanese American Women's Quilt Project.
The exhibit includes nine quilts, and it's held inside a large quilting supply shop that's also a museum in a strip mall off Golden's beaten path. Quilts all have eight panels, each of which tells a family or historical story in fabric and stitches. One focuses specifically on family crests and has photos silkscreened into it. The exhibit is celebrating its 30th anniversary. It was originally shown in Arvada in 1995, then stored and preserved until now. The exhibit will be up until mid-July. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
In Golden and around Denver and for Colorado Springs, it's turning cloudy through the afternoon. Highs just above 70 today and tomorrow. Grand Junction in the mid-70s today and Wednesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.